Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, everybody who's waiting for us, and welcome to this conference call. I am Richard Jones, the Head of Investor Relations, and I shall lead you through all the presentation today. If anyone does not have a copy of this presentation, you will now find it on the SGX website and on our tybev.com website in the IR section. The agenda for this call is to run through the presentation and highlight the key points from our first quarter 2008 financial and operational performance for you. This should take about 20 minutes, I hope. We will then hold an open question and answer session with our management who are in the room with me today. Please give me your name and company, if you could, before asking questions. And I will now start the presentation. So if you wouldn't mind turning to slide number 2. Please read through this note on forward-looking statements. High Beverage will not forecast quantitatively. We may guide you qualitatively from time to time. Be aware things may change rapidly over time. Now go on to slide 3. We've changed the way that we report the business segment slightly to take into account our entry into non-alcoholic beverages. From this quarter onwards, the first quarter, we have added non-alcoholic beverages as a business segment, and this will include the soda water, drinking water, energy drinks, ready-to-drink coffee, and any other products now or in the future that may be defined as non-alcoholic beverages. Note that all monetary amounts given here in millions of baht only, unless otherwise stated. Volumes are given in millions of liters unless otherwise stated. Brown spirits means colored spirits made from either molasses or it would mean whiskies. White spirits are clear spirits made from molasses. Now if you would change the slide, slide number 4 please. Firstly, I'd like to talk about the changes in accounting policy. Be aware that we do use a Thai GAAP in all our statements. At the beginning of this year, we've changed our accounting policy regarding goodwill to comply with a change in the Thai accounting standard. Previously, goodwill was amortized so that we have seen our cost, for example, as the cost of an acquisition, and then we would have amortized it over an estimated useful life. In short, it's cost less the amortization over the useful life. From this quarter onwards, we will account for goodwill as the initial cost less any accumulated loss as measured by doing an impairment test from time to time. In the first quarter, there was no impairment loss attributed to any of the goodwill carried by the company, and nothing in 2007 has been affected by this change in accounting policy. As mentioned in the previous slide, soda water and plain drinking water will be presented in the non-alcoholic beverages segment instead of the beer business. However, note that the low turnover of soda water and plain drinking water is so low in previous periods that we have not and will not restate the 2007 information when you compare it with 2008. So now let's move on to slide number 6 for some quarterly highlights. Our total consolidated sales revenue increased in the first quarter 3% over the first quarter in the previous year. This was accomplished through increased sales revenue in spirits mainly of 6.3%, and we saw some decrease in the sales volume of beer, which was down 3.6%. Brown spirits was down about 0.2%, and white spirits down 15.9%. And I will explain what happened in each of these segments in more detail later. We've now paid down our long-term bond, so total liabilities from the bond and other long-term loans have decreased. We've also pleased to have fulfilled our pledge with regard to our public strategy of introducing new premium products. We've now launched ThaiBev's first premium beer, Federoy, in Bangkok, and we will talk more about this later on slide 14. As many of you already know, we've expanded into non-alcoholic beverages with the acquisition of Rangiers and its business, and this was added to our financial statements as of March 2008. The company also increased the price of beer and spirits to cover the 1.5% increase in excise tax at the beginning of this year to cover the cost of the Thai PBS TV channel.
Please turn to slide 7 for more highlights. Here we show sales revenue at 3% up from the same period last year, from 25,961 million baht to 26,740 million baht. Cost of goods sold up a little from 18,310 million baht to 19,308 million baht, partially to do with higher raw material cost. SG&A was up from 3,119 million baht in the first quarter last year to 3,491 million baht this year. Earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, or EBITDA, was down 11% from 5,870 million baht in Q1 last year to 5,226 million baht this year due to higher raw materials cost, excise tax, which is part of our cost of sales, and higher marketing costs. Our net profit was therefore down 8.6% from the quarter. I believe most of our management would like me to stress here that the results of one quarter in this industry are not indicative of the rest of the year and full year results.
Now let's move on to slide number 8. These pie charts show the contribution per business segment. Remembering that we told you earlier that we have changed how we classify segments, non-alcoholic beverages now appear, and that makes the beer contribution shrink, as water and soda water used to be under beer. Nevertheless, spirits is a major contributor to both sales and profit as normal, capturing 54% of sales and 73% of net profit. Now let's please turn to slide number 9 for a small breakdown of volumes in a graphic form. So this clear graphic shows how beer volumes have slipped from 248 million litres to 239 million litres, white spirits down from 90 million litres to 76 million litres, and brown spirits remaining stable at 31 million litres. Perhaps now we should look closer at the beer results to understand what happened here. Please turn to slide number 11 to look at our beer results. The beer industry overall is in the fall of several contributing factors dragging sales down at the beginning of the year, such as higher raw material costs, new taxes leading to higher prices, and poor economy, especially at the grassroots end of society, and that squeezes the consumers to cut down on non-essentials. Our beer revenue in the first quarter of this year came down 4% from 12,364 million baht to 11,870 million baht. We believe partially because of the price rise to cover the Thai public broadcasting service excise tax rise. However, the fall in volume tells us that people drank less in the first quarter this year, as rising costs like fuel prices and higher rice prices made them think twice before buying beer. Keeping in mind that our beer today has always been a mass market beer and mostly in rural areas, then the belt tightening we have seen over the past few months explains why some are holding off or decreasing their consumption of beer. Cost of goods moved from 9,554 million baht in quarter 1 2007 to 9,292 million baht in quarter 1 2008. As a percentage of revenue, cost of goods sold rose slightly from 77.3% of sales to 78.3% of sales. This was due largely to higher raw materials costs, principally for malt, rice, and also for fuel, and the raising of the excise tax. SG&A was up slightly from 1,439 million baht to 1,512 million baht, or from 11.6% of sales to 12.7% of sales, due largely to marketing expenses in the form of free goods and our idle costs. EBITDA was down 19.8% from 2,000 million baht in the first quarter of 2007 to 1,604 million baht in the first quarter of 2008. Again, from lower sales, higher raw materials costs, excise tax and marketing expenses. Net profit was down too by 13% from 876 million baht previously to 762 million baht this year. This is a decline in our net profit margin from 7.1% last year to 6.4% this year. To a small extent, the decrease in our interest expense helped to buffer the bottom line a little. Now please turn to slide number 12 to examine the beer volumes. You may remember that I explained at the end of last year that we are seeing a movement of one portion of beer consumers away from Chang and into low alcohol beers such as Achang. This is because up until 2 years ago, there was not much choice in beers in rural and other poor communities. We see this movement as inevitable as people find their true preferences. The same trend towards low alcohol beer continued in the first quarter of this year as Chang lost some 10.8% of its sales volume to lower alcohol beer, which in turn grew 16.2%. However, we can see that the movement from Chang into Asha is slowing considerably, considering that its volumes declined only 21.6% throughout the whole of 2007, implying that Chang and our low alcohol beers will find their level soon. Overall, beer volumes were down 3.6%, which we believe is because of the price change due to the higher excise tax. Profitability in beer was also affected by the rise in free beer from 5% of total volume last year to 8%. This is still within our budgeted target, but it reflects the fierce competition and how we use free beer as an alternative to other methods of promoting our products. Could I ask you to turn to slide 13 to see the revenue to cost breakdown? You'll firstly note at the bottom of the chart that the portion of cost taken by raw materials has increased marginally to 5.9%. The good news here is that we've entered into long-term agreements for hops and malt on the international market, so our cost will remain very reasonable for the rest of the year. We can foresee the prices of malt and rice, for instance, rising further, but how much and when are difficult to say at present. Needless to say, we will consider how and when to pass on any cost rises depending on the timing. Our largest costs besides tax are SG&A and packaging, and they have remained rather stable as a proportion, with packaging costs having risen just slightly as a percentage of total cost. Now if you turn to slide number 14, we will learn a little bit more about our new premium beer. Federbräu, which in English means feather beer, is Taipei's first premium beer and something that we've been promising investors for quite some time now. Federbräu is a light beer, 4.7% alcohol by volume, with a crisp and clean taste. It is special in that we have been certified as following the German purity law of 1516 in its manufacturing process, meaning that no additives, no chemicals added, just basically it's the malt, hops and water. Our key competitors in the premium segment are Heineken and Asahi. We can inform you that our target here is that we want to get between 3 to 5% of the premium segment within 12 months of launch. But be aware that Heineken is over 70% of the premium segment. This is ambitious, but you should understand that the premium segment is quite small, 123 million litres per annum overall. But now we have a special sales team fully trained to sell to high-end establishments starting in Bangkok and then nationwide after the middle of the year. Initially, we are targeting about 750 outlets in Bangkok, and in the second half of the year, 750 more outlets in key cities. Note, I say cities only, around the country. First, you will not find this beer in your local supermarket, as we really want to make it exclusive to premium restaurants and hotels only. Now let's turn to slide number 15 just to learn a little bit more. We've already commenced a teaser ad campaign, and anyone who has been in central Bangkok for the past few weeks will have been puzzled by the bright red feather adorning advertising around town. Later, we will commence a nationwide campaign and use all media channels, including television. We will also use events to market the product, such as the forthcoming Honda Summer Fest at Khua Hin, just south of Bangkok. Now let's turn to slide number 16, talking about spirits. We raised the price of spirits to cover the new excise tax for the Thai public broadcasting system and compensate for lower volumes, and receive a 6.3% rise in revenue from spirits as a result. overall, spirits went from 13,588 million baht in quarter one of 2007 to 14,446 million baht in the same period this year. The cost of goods sold went up from 8,809 million baht in quarter one of 2007 to 9,657 million baht in the first quarter of 2008. This was largely due to the change in the product mix away from white and towards brown spirits, which has a slightly lower margin than white spirits. I should mention quickly here that we intend to launch a premium Scotch whisky in the middle of this year, and this will have a higher margin. It will not have a much effect on the bottom line in the first few years, as you can imagine, but it's a sign that the company is implementing the strategies that it has promised to investors for quite some time now. SG&A increased from 1,653 million baht to 1,872 million baht, which is quite negligible and comes from an increase in free goods and idle costs. This is also the reason for the decrease in EBITDA, however, from 3,789 million baht in quarter 1 2007 to 3,561 million baht in quarter 1 2008. Overall, net profit there was down 3% due to the decrease in the sales volume and the increase in the SG&A, and assisted somewhat by a decrease in our interest expenses. Now let's turn to slide number 17 to talk about spirits volumes. The decline in white spirits volumes of 15.9% continue to be a barometer of the current economic problems facing the poorest parts of the Thai community here. You may have heard that rice prices have gone through the roof, as well as new records set by the price of oil. Coupled with excise tax increases on white spirits in August 2007, and again in the first quarter of this year, it may take some time for our traditional white spirits consumers to recover. Although we hear the government will try to allow farmers to benefit from rising rice prices, we also understand that historically it is the middlemen who have benefited from price increases, so it remains to be seen if any benefits are passed down to the grassroots. At this point, we may see a return of the white spirits volumes. I will note, as I always do, that white spirits is not the star of or the growing sector of our business, but it is the cash cow, and we will be looking at flattening this decline of volume rather than expecting it to grow much. Brown spirits in total declined 0.2%, but the story underlining that is that we saw a 1.6% volume increase in domestic brown spirits volumes. This slightly lower figure came about because Inverhouse in the UK retained much of the bulk whisky stock it would normally sell to others in order to guarantee itself a future supply of whisky during a period when whisky is actually in short supply globally. I understand that Inverhouse has actually managed to increase the price of its bulk sales the bulk sales prices by 22%, and they're doing quite well from that shortage, as you can see. However, Inverhouse remains a small part of our overall sales, so we will not go into much detail about them here. The key to understanding rising SG&A is here with the free spirits rising from 0.6% of total volumes in Q1 last year to 2.4% in the same period this year. And free white spirits rose from 0.6% to 2.6% of total volume of white spirits, and free brown spirits rose from 0.5% of total brown spirits volume to 2% this year. Now let's turn to slide number 18. To see the revenue to cost breakdown pie chart for spirits. Here you can see that proportionately excise tax is taking up an even greater share of our revenue than in the whole of 2007. If you compare with the same pie chart from quarter 1 2007, for example, you will see that the excise tax at that time took up 47.1% of the total revenue compared to 49.2% of total revenue today. SG&A and packaging as percentages remain very similar to last year. Now, if I could ask you to turn the slide to slide number 19. Our newest segment, non-alcoholic beverages, did not exist really in 2007, so we could not put any comparative data in here. In summary though, the net loss was attributed mainly to soda and drinking water. It's too early to say how the Rangia products will do in the short term, but now that we are in control, we will be looking at expanding their market from now on. Now let's turn to slide number 20 to talk about the volumes a little bit. As you can see here, soda declined 20.7% from 3.8 millilitres to 3 millilitres. However, drinking water is up from 11.1% from 10.6%. It's up 11% from 10.6 millilitres to 11.8 millilitres. There's no need to restate the 2007 numbers for this segment, as soda and water are relatively small items. You can see here that Rangia Energy drink sales volume was 0.4 millilitres and Black Up Coffee was 0.04 millilitres. And this is the volume from March 08 only, so it doesn't even reflect the whole of quarter one here. Now let's turn to slide number 21. Looking at industrial alcohol, the revenues from industrial alcohol rose 123.7% over the first quarter 2007, from 219 million baht to 490 million baht. This is mainly due to an increase in the sales volume of ethanol and alcohol 95. The cost of goods sold increased together with sales from 186 million baht to 434 million baht. This is because of the lower price per unit in the market that has already overproduced. SG&A is down dramatically from 32 million baht to 30 million baht. By dramatic, I mean it's from 14.6% of sales to 6.1% of sales due to a decrease in the idle cost. EBITDA increased 39.6% from 53 million baht to 74 million baht due to better sales and the decrease in idle cost, but the margin decreased from 24.2% to 15.1%. Now let's turn to slide number 22 to talk about the volumes. Here you can see that the alcohol 95 sales volume increased dramatically from a very small base of 0.1 million litres to 15.9 million litres, largely due to exports, whereas ethanol rose from 9 million litres to 17.2 million litres, with not much change in the volume of other products. Now if we could turn to slide number 23. Little bit of news here about our overseas business. Inver House Distillers was named Distiller of the Year in February, which to me anyway means it's been recognized as the best in the world. More recently, we've been informed that Chang Export has been awarded a gold medal from Monday Selection, and I believe that we are the first Thai beer to have won this prestigious award. It's good news for our salespeople in the UK. Turning to slide number 25 now, please. This slide shows the interest-bearing debt of the company at this time. You will note that the 3 billion baht in bonds that we had have been completely paid down now, and that our interest-bearing debt has fallen from 16,153 million baht to 11,299 million baht. To see the debt to equity now, please turn to slide number 26, where you will note that the D to E is now 0.37. This is total debt to equity. Once again, the company has no intention of being net cash and will use the cash for acquisitions or pay back to shareholders in the form of dividends. Our dividend policy remains not less than 50% of net profit after appropriated reserves and investments. The current ratio is up due to the decrease in the current portion of the bonds, with a little increase in the NAV per share in baht. At the bottom of the table, the key point here is the decrease in our AR turnover and the decline in spirits finished goods. Okay, that is all of the presentation I have. I'd now like to go back to the operator to start the Q&A session, if you wouldn't mind, operator.
We'll now move to our first question from Sahel Anur from Lucite Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sahel.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. What can we answer for you?
I have three questions, basically. First of all, if you could talk a bit about market share in beer and spirits in Q108 and, you know, how this compares to Q107. Second question was with regard to the cost of sales as percentage of sales. And I'm wondering, you know, the Q108 levels are somewhat elevated, but at the same time you say that, you know, you seem to imply that you have locked in the prices for hops and malt going forward into 08. So I'm just wondering, you know, what the profile of cost of goods as percentage of sales is likely to be in 08. And finally, you know, it's obvious that the increase in prices has affected volumes, but, you know, it's also quite apparent that consumption power is going down. And I'm just wondering what your consumer price inflation is for Thailand's core consumers in beer and spirits, and, you know, how that compares to the general level of inflation. So, you know, are your core consumers facing a higher or perhaps lower level of inflation?
Ah, I see. Okay. I understand. Well, the first question I can answer immediately is that, to the best of our knowledge, our market share has not changed. We use the same information as everyone else does, and we cannot see that it's changed between one quarter and the next so far. So I think it's probably an industry-wide phenomenon that everyone is going to be affected by rising costs, and the problems with the economy will continue to affect every company in terms of consumers' ability to purchase alcoholic beverages. The cost of goods as a percentage of sales, you wanted to have some more information about how we've locked in our prices. Now, I'm pleased to say to you that Dr. Pisanu Vishyanthan is here next to me, and he's the person responsible for buying our raw materials. So he will be able to explain to you clearly and give you some details. So I'll ask Dr. Pisanu now, if you wouldn't mind, to give some details to this gentleman and to the people listening.
Hello, this is speaking. I think all in all, about the raw material cost of our beer production has increased something like 12% off. And that's all because, as Richard just said, you know, that we have already forwardly locked, you know, the malt and hop. You know, that helped a lot because actually malt and hop, the price has gone really far beyond the price that we have committed. I hope I have answered your question.
I'm just wondering, that does answer some parts of my question. Thank you. What I'm actually considering is that for the remaining of 2008, you know, the cost of goods we have as a percentage of sales in Q108, are they indicative of what they are likely to be for the rest of 2008?
So,
are we going to see, you know, a different trend there?
So he just really wants to know, do you expect the cost of goods sold as for the raw materials part of it anyway, would that be remaining quite steady for the rest of the year?
No, actually we are so lucky in the way that the price of malt and hop that we have locked for this year, production year, is fixed.
It's fixed?
So it is fixed.
Oh, so we will, on the raw material side of it for beer, mainly, we will not see any rise for the rest of the year. It will be flat. Is that clear?
Yes, and then what about for spirits?
For molasses spirits?
For molasses? Yes, we have purchased, you know, for our whiskey production. Yes, we have already committed.
We've committed, so the price will remain reasonably flat for the rest of the year?
We
we've already bought it for the whole of the rest
and
of the year.
The price is within the budget we have set.
Okay, so it looks like we've already locked that in as well for the rest of the year, and it's within the budget that
we've set. We already forecasted ahead and it is within the budget.
So it will stay reasonably flat for the rest of the year as well. Is that clear, Sohail?
And I assume then that by saying it would be remain relatively flat, it would remain flat as a percentage of sales in terms of, you know, we should expect about on a consolidated level about 72% of revenues as your cost of goods sold.
72% of revenue. No, hang on a second. Just a second. We'll have to discuss that.
Slide seven.
Yes, slide 7.
And the consolidated cost as a percentage of revenues are about 72% of Q108. So I'm wondering if that's a reasonable level to assume for the remainder of the year.
Yeah, most of the rise came over the last quarter and the fourth quarter of last year, so it should remain relatively flat, I believe, for the rest of the year, relatively. Let me just have a quick conference talk with pilot with my colleagues here, and just hold on a second.
We have some product mix between high street and grass street.
Ah, so as that product mix changes. Well, one thing that they just pointed out is that the product mix between white spirits and brown spirits is changing, and so that will affect margins as well. But also, you know, keep in mind that raw materials really is only about 5.9% of revenues anyway, so it's not that significant really. You know, there are if you look at the pie charts, you will see things like SG&A take up a lot more space than raw materials even. So yes, keeping in mind that, okay, the mix between brown spirits and white spirits might affect the margins a little bit. The raw material cost itself will probably not change much. Is that clear?
Yes, that's very clear. Thank you. And then just the final question regarding the level of price inflation that is being felt by your core group of consumers.
So what you're asking is really, are prices outside the cities where most of our consumers are they growing faster than inside the cities? Are prices growing faster outside than inside the cities?
Yes, that's
basically the question. We don't think so, because most Thai people are rice eaters, and it's a basic part of the diet, and I think it's the same price for everybody as far as I understand.
Right, but in terms of, you know, I mean, what it costs someone in a rural area to buy a pound of rice, for example, is the same as what it would cost someone in the city, but a person living in the city would have a higher level of income,
yes,
or a higher level of disposable income. So I'm just wondering, you know, as a result of you know, inflation affecting the poorer segment more, that takes away more of their disposable income away, and therefore less on you know, luxuries,
yes,
such as beer or wine spirits.
Well, that's some point that we brought up over the last 6 to 8 months, is that the rural people are affected first by any economic downturn. That's always seems to affect us as well. In terms of white spirits, is a way of measuring how the economy is doing up country. So yes, to a certain extent, poor people are affected by rising prices harder because they have less disposable income. That's correct. But what, for example, what I was reading in the newspaper today is that the government seems to be determined to allow the sale of rice, to allow the farmers to get the benefit of the direct sale of rice. Whereas in the past, the benefits all went to the middlemen. You know, so there's this flip side to it, that if the government's plan is put into effect, farmers will receive much more income from their rice than they have done in the past, and that would be a benefit for rural communities. But again, you know, it just depends on whether the government can implement its plan or not.
Thank you very much. That was most helpful.
Okay, then, thank you. Next question, please.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing star 1 on your touchtone telephone. We'll pause for a brief moment to assemble a queue. Mr. Jones, at this time there appear to be no further questions. I'll hand the call back to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to thank everybody who's spent a long time waiting for us on the phone. I'm sorry that we couldn't do everything that we wanted tonight, but as I said, if there's a necessity for a repeat conference call on Friday, we shall do that. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Good night.